Hey everybody, welcome back to Faith Over Fear. Hope you guys had a good week. I know over the weekend we had a pretty busy one, as it is Saturday right now as I'm recording this episode. Like I say, a lot of times I record these in advance for the week, so I am enjoying my weekend of the Masters. So I love golf, I love sports. A lot of you guys that, you know, you've been listening to the show the last couple of weeks, I've been excited about March Madness and basketball. And, you know, college basketball ended this past week with UConn winning the title. I kind of figured they were going to beat everybody and beat the brakes off everybody, and it looks like that's what they did. But this weekend, we get to watch the Masters. Right now, it's Saturday mid-afternoon. And I'm just enjoying a lot of good golf. Tiger Woods, my boy, as a golfer, not as a person, but as a golfer, big Tiger Woods fan, got to watch him make his 24th consecutive cut. So just enjoying watching Tiger play. And then I'm really pulling for Scottie Scheffler. So hoping that he goes out today, plays well, Sunday plays well. If you guys are listening to this week, I have no idea what's going to happen. But I would like to see Scottie Scheffler win. He's big on his faith. He went on the Masters interviews earlier this week and said that golf doesn't define him, that Jesus does. And so just having someone in the sport that, you know, stands on his faith, man, it's awesome to watch. So I'm pulling for old Scotty. But yeah, just enjoying the weekend. Hope you guys had a good weekend. If, you know, you got golf fans out there, or if there are women out there and your husbands were sucked into the TV, I apologize on their behalf. I know they were probably glued to the TV as I was as well. So hope you guys enjoyed a good Masters weekend. I hope last week's episode really really spoke to you guys. I hope it encouraged you with scripture to stand firm on truth, to kind of combat this whole idea of tolerance of sin and the American culture, American society, and unfortunately a lot in the American church. So I hope last week really, you know, encouraged you guys on that. I hope it gave you good scripture, and I hope that you guys were able to use it this week. And again, I know I've been talking about the purpose episode, and I promise you we're going to work on that. My wife's going to be on that episode with me. You know, I really just want to hone in on that. We haven't, you know, we've been super busy lately, so I haven't had a lot of time to be able to prepare that episode. So I promise you that's coming. But this week, I kind of just had the idea and the, I don't know, just kind of, you know, hit me a little differently this week. Was it seems like the tides are turning a little bit. And what I mean by that is, socially speaking, politically speaking, it just, to me, it feels like things in the country are kind of, you know, just turning a little bit. And I'm going to get into why I think that. But, you know, this week we're going to really be diving in a little bit of some of the presidential polls and just talk about, you know, what the state of the country looks like. You know, if you look at a lot of polls and you listen to a lot of people out there, obviously the economy is not great. Groceries are sky high. Gas is sky high. Mortgages are sky high. Interest is sky high. Cars are sky high. Everything is sky high. The economy is not good. And a lot of people are onto that. So while we're on the economy, I saw a podcast interview earlier this week with, or excuse me if you're listening to this, last week with a 9-panel interview, and I don't think any of them were Trump supporters the last time, but all 9 of these people were in agreement that the economy's terrible, Joe Biden's not a good president, and not a single one of them were going to vote for Joe Biden. And now these were independent voters. Not a single one of them were going to vote for Joe Biden. They all bashed him. They all said that his policies are bad. His foreign policies are bad. His economy's bad. Everything about him was bad, and none of them were going to support him. And a lot of the reoccurring theme was people keep thinking that, you know, he keeps trying to gaslight the American people and lie and say that the economy's good or these things are all good. And everyone knows that it's not true. And so he's just point blank lying. And a lot of these people are saying that they're just upset that he won't take ownership for the things that he's done, because he's directly responsible for what's going on in the economy and in the country and honestly in the world. So it's just interesting to hear these people talk about how bad the economy was, and, you know, said that they weren't going to support Joe Biden in the next election because of the economy and because of the border and because of international affairs, you know, people attacking Israel. I mean, dude, there's just so many things that have been going on in the country since Joe Biden took office. And I think a lot of people are just starting to kind of wake up to that, the fact that Joe Biden is a terrible president. His policies are awful, and the radical left is harmful for the country. Now, that's not to say that the radical right's not, because, you know, radical anything that's not to do with Jesus is probably not going to be that great of a, you know, an impact in the country. And so, But people are finally starting to wake up to that. And so I saw that panel of the independents, and they were saying that, you know, they're not voting for Joe Biden because the economy's bad, or the border's bad, or, you know, the transing of the kids, or all of this stuff that they were talking about. They're just not getting on board with them. And then you look at other polls, and, you know, and I don't like making things racial. I don't like talking about race. I think this is ridiculous. But in these polls, you know, Democrats lean heavy on the black and minority vote. And so looking at this poll from the Daily Wire, Joe Biden's percentages in the black male community has dropped to 57%, where Trump's has jumped up to, I think it was like around 40%, if I remember correctly, which is terrible numbers for Joe Biden. You're talking about a number that he pulled almost 90% last time. He's down to 57. Women, he lost the same amount. That women weren't as black women weren't as low as the black men. However, it dropped significantly. I think it was like by 20 points or more. It's just not going well in the minority community, and that's in the black community. And the other minority community, in Hispanics and Latinos, they're not voting for him because they don't like what's going on at the southern border and all the illegal immigrants that are coming in. And, you know, you got these people who did it the right way, and you've got an open border policy, and you see millions and millions and millions of people coming in. And so now this minority group is upset about what's going on. And so you're just bleeding support from the minority group, which is where you need to be. A Republican president usually doesn't pull a lot from the black vote, but right now Donald Trump's somewhere around like 25% of the black vote right now in totality, and that's insane for a Republican president, and that's insane for the quote unquote racist president, you know, who was in Atlanta, Georgia this past week and got a standing ovation from a predominantly black crowd, where this, you know, black individual, a black woman, came out and hugged him and said that she loved him and she stood for him and she supported him. And you just see all these things going on, and then you look at the news and you're like, what's going on? And that's not me saying this. This is what's going on, you know, in the masses of American society. People are waking up. People are starting to realize that, man, the far left is crazy. The media is crazy. They're all lying. They're all gaslighting. The economy's bad. The border's bad. You know, we're not standing with Israel. We're not standing with our allies. We're sending money to Iran. We're sending money to Ukraine. We're doing all this crazy mess. But now all of a sudden I hear all these people, man, the tide's changing. You hear Stephen A. Smith. For a lot of you who maybe doesn't know who he is, I've been watching Stephen A. Smith my whole life on ESPN. Agree with him on some things, disagree with him on others, but he has really started to dive into politics over the last couple of years. And he's even coming out saying that, man, the Democrats are in trouble, and that he doesn't support them. Not just that they're in trouble, but he's like, man, I can't get on board with these people, man. You know, he gives examples in New York, and I don't know if he's still living there or he has spent time in New York. He's lived from New York. I think he's from New York, if I'm not mistaken. And watching New York give $53 million in prepaid debit cards to illegal immigrants, or having these illegal immigrants in New York who are killing police officers and then getting put out on bail less than 24 hours after doing it, or not killing them, but attacking them. You've got all these illegal immigrants driving crime rates, sky high. And it's by illegal immigrants. You've got, you know, American lives being lost at the hands of these criminal migrants who are coming across the border illegally because it's wide slap open, because that's what Joe Biden wants. And so now you got Stephen A. Smith Stephen A. Smith is that dude was on the left. That dude was full-blown left. You've lost him. I watched an interview with him and Charles Barkley earlier this week, or last week, excuse me, and they were both just bashing what's going on with this woke society, and they kept attacking woke society. And then you move on to Bill Maher. Bill Maher's a far left, not far left. Bill Maher used to be on the left. He'll tell you now he's a moderate Democrat because he's somewhere in the middle. But now you're losing his support from him, from the left, because he thinks they're crazy. He talks about the transing of the kids, and he talks about the open borders, and he talks about all this stuff. Bill Maher even came on and talked about the conspiracy, quote unquote, theorists during COVID, and how everything that they said was proven to be true. So who was lying? You got Bill Maher, who is a Democrat. There is no two ways about it. Now he's even coming out bashing his own party, bashing his own, political affiliation, because they're going crazy. They're going crazy. So the only people that are left right now who are truly standing with the far left are the insane people on the far left. The moderate Democrats aren't standing with them. If you look at polls right now, Kennedy is doing really well for an independent. He's getting somewhere between 12 to 14% of the vote. And guys, I'm telling you something right now, he's not pulling majority of that from Trump. I'm not saying that he's not pulling from Trump. He is pulling from Trump a little bit. But I'm telling you right now, majority of those votes are being pulled from the Democrats, which is only going to help Trump get in office, side note. But it's crazy. to listen to these, you know, it's crazy to listen to all these, you know, these figureheads and all these people talking that used to be hardcore left and wouldn't, you know, wouldn't differ from it. I'll give you another example. The Rock, he came out and endorsed Joe Biden in 2020. He was on Fox just last week talking with Will Cain, by the way. Love Will Cain. Introduced him on, I was introduced to him on ESPN as a Cowboy fan. Love old Will Cain, but now he's on Fox. Sits down with The Rock. The Rock says he will not be endorsing Joe Biden in 2024. That he made a mistake because the economy's bad. People's lives are in, you know, are significantly worse than they were. I'm telling you, the wheels are falling off the bus for the Biden-Harris ticket. There is no way that that man can win election at this point because there's not enough people supporting him. It's just not happening. Real Clear Politics, excuse me, came out with a poll for April 7th through 11th that had the general election. So this is the popular vote at a dead heat even, 43-43. If Trump is running dead even with the popular vote, he's winning the Electoral College by a landslide. That's just a fact. He lost to Hillary Clinton, I think somewhere around 65, 61, 65, 62, something like that in 2016, but won the, you know, the 2016 presidential election. He lost to Joe Biden, supposedly, 81 to 75. I don't believe that. I'll never believe that. But supposedly, he lost the general election by 6 million. Barely lost the election because the Electoral College, which, by the way, the Electoral College is great, and that's how we should decide our presidents. It shouldn't be off a general election, or excuse me, population. But he still lost by 6 million, lost by 2. I'm telling you right now, if Donald Trump is running 43-43, if Donald Trump is running dead even in the general like mass population, if he's running dead even, and Trump usually tends to beat these polls out a little bit because a lot of people don't want to openly say that they support Donald Trump. So if he's running dead even, that truly means like he's probably running a little bit better in the mass, in the general population is what we're talking about now. If he's winning that, and now he's winning almost half of black men, and he's pulling like 57% of Hispanic votes. If Donald Trump is doing that, it's a walkaway. It's a landslide. It's an utter butt-whooping. It's not going to be even remotely close. If he's pulling 25 to 30% of all black vote, if he's pulling over 50% of the Hispanic vote, he's already bringing back in some of the urban moms who didn't vote for him last time. If Trump has all of those three things going for him in the general election, in the general population, and then you go to the election, it's a butt-whooping. It's not even going to be remotely close. And I'm telling you, it's not because people necessarily love Trump. It's because this is the first time in my lifetime, I don't know if we've ever had an opportunity to do this, but we're going into an election where both candidates had the office. So now we get to compare one-to-one. And I'm telling you, there's a mass awakening happening right now in this country. It's happening all over the place. People realizing that the far left agenda is detrimental to this country. It's happening all over the place, guys. Now, I know I just talked a lot and I just threw a lot of information at you, and I'm going to wrap it up with this. The reason why I'm telling you this is because if there was ever a time to pray and to continue to fight for truth, it's right now. I'm telling you right now, it is primed. It is prime for the Great Awakening. For Jesus Christ. I'm telling you right now, it's primed. Even Joe Rogan, a couple weeks ago on his podcast, who is not a Christian, not a conservative, not a believer, said, you know what? I think we need Jesus. Because he said, when Jesus is at the forefront of things, the country was going great. Essentially is what he said. Guys, I'm telling you, if you have people like that who are even opening the idea to coming back to a faith-based society, guys, I'm telling you, pray like you've never prayed before. Because it's coming, man. It's coming. And if conservative Christians like us stand on truth, like we talked about last week, we're going to fight this whole tolerance nonsense. We're going to fight it with truth. We're going to combat it with truth in the Bible. I'm telling you guys, there is a great awakening, rumbling, waiting to break loose in our country. Now is the time to pray, because I truly believe that people are waking up to the nonsense that we've had to deal with for the last, you know, decade or so in society, and now the last 4 years from a presidential aspect. Guys, I'm telling you right now, pray, 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 because I think great things are coming for the kingdom. We just have to believe. I love you guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Hey guys, if you liked this week's podcast, you could do us a huge favor by writing a review. This really helps push it out to more people and helps grow the audience and helps grow the podcast. And it, again, will help further the kingdom. Thank you guys.